بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last rakat of our Taraweeh Salah last night, we commenced with Surah Hud. And this Surah appears between Surah Yunus and Surah Yusuf. And we will inshallah complete the Surah in tonight's Taraweeh in the 12th Juz. On one occasion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, ma shayyabak. That, O Nabi of Allah, what is it that has caused your hair to turn grey? In other words, what is the primary cause for any stress, any worry, any concern in your life? And we know when we look at the riwayat of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he says Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he left this world, did not have any more than 20 strands of white hair on his head and his beard. And one narration mentions 14 strands of white hair. But despite this small amount, Sahaba radiallahu anhum took notice of this. So he says, ma shayyabak, what has caused you to turn grey? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers, shayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha. It is this surah Hud and other surahs like it that have caused my hair to turn grey with worry. Muhaddithin, when they discuss this particular narration, then they mention one verse in Surah Hud, which they say was the cause for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's worry, his concern. And this was where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs him with istiqamat. Fastaqim kama umirta. Allah says, O Nabi of Allah, fastaqim, be steadfast and consistent as you have been commanded to, as you have been instructed to. Why was this so weighty upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Ulama explained that istiqamat means that a person day in and day out obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he does not allow any decrease in his actions. He maintains a consistent level. Whether conditions are favorable, unfavorable, whether he is well, whether he is unwell, whether he is at home on a journey, but he maintains a fixed level as far as his iman, his a'mal, his taqwa is concerned. Ulama say, al-istiqamatu fawqa alfi karama. That for a person to have istiqamat in the true sense of the word, to be consistent, then this is greater than even 1,000 miracles. To do a miracle, a person has to have strength or ability at that point in time. But istiqamat demands that day in and day out, he does the same thing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a sahabi by the name of Sufyan bin Abdullah al-Thaqafi. He accepted Islam and then he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he says to him, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ شَيْئًا لَا أَسْأَلُ أَحَدًا بَعْدَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, I have now accepted Islam. Now I want one comprehensive piece of advice such that I don't have to ask anybody else after this. One comprehensive piece of advice that I can hold on to for the rest of my life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. That say, I have brought iman in Allah. Make sure your iman is intact. And then the piece of advice I have for you, inculcate consistency. Be consistent day in and day out. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and we can learn istiqamat, consistency from him. We know the famous tasbih Fatimi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it as a prescription to Fatima and Ali radiallahu anhuma when she had complained about the housework, that it was becoming difficult and I am unable to see to the work in the house. I need some assistance. And she went to ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to give her some khadima, some slave that could assist her. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed for her and Ali radiallahu anhu tasbih Fatimi, 33 times subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu akbar, before going to bed. So Ali radiallahu anhu mentions that from the day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us this prescription, I did not ever leave it out. Somebody then asks him that what about the night of Siffin? The battle of Siffin, we know, was a very major battle with great Sahaba radiallahu anhum on both sides. Ali radiallahu anhu was at the forefront of the battle. So, oh Ali, perhaps on the night of Siffin, I'm sure you must have left it out. Your mind would have been preoccupied with the battle and the issues at hand. He says, not even on the night of Siffin. One narration mentions that while the battle was raging, I broke away for a short period of time. I went and I lay down on my side and I read the tasbih Fatimi and then I woke up and went and joined the battle once again. Just to make amal and be consistent upon the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity for us, my dear brothers. Many a times we increase our a'mal, our Quran tilawat, our nafil salah. But the key is consistency. We must do that amount which we are able to manage day in, day out. Unfortunately, we find the first 3, 4, 5 nights, we find the masjid is full, Fajr time, there's many people in the masjid, and then unfortunately the numbers decrease thereafter. But for us to try and inculcate consistency, this is the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi.